This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney off the ballot next year, the Republican Party is without an obvious White House candidate. Usually, the GOP has an heir apparent in place, but not this time. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now to talk about the growing and at times confusing Republican field. Hello, Mara.
Hello, Michelle.
So first off, have you ever seen a GOP field that looked quite like this?
No, I haven't. You know, Bill Clinton says that Democrats like to fall in love and Republicans like to fall in line. But the problem is that this year Republicans are absolutely refusing to fall in line behind any candidate. And while the dynamic on the Democratic side is very easy to understand, Hillary Rodham Clinton is the big front runner. The question is, can Barack Obama or John Edwards defeat her? In the Republican field, it's very unclear, very unsettled, and even veteran Republican operatives that I talk to are scratching their heads at this.
So with all that, there's been a lot of talk on the Democratic side about who's the actual front runner. On the GOP side, if he had to pick a front runner at this point, who might it be?
Well, that's the problem. There isn't a front runner. It was John McCain at one point, but now he's stuck at 20 to 25% in the polls. He's no longer the front runner. He's no longer the insurgent either. And he just had a very disappointing fundraising quarter where he came in third with just $12 million. Now, his campaign says they're taking steps to correct the fundraising problems, but it just adds to the list of troubles that McCain is having this year. Then there's Rudy Giuliani. He's been the recent frontrunner in the polls, but his lead in the polls has been slipping. Maybe because he's been getting more scrutiny and Republican primary voters are beginning to learn more about him other than the fact that he was the hero mayor of 9/11. Although Giuliani recently raised $15 million, which is very impressive for a candidate who's been in the race for such a short period of time. And there's Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, who is in first place in the money primary with a spectacular quarter. He raised $20 million, but that's not translating into support in the polls for him. He's stuck in single digits. So does that mean that Romney is a late bloomer or that he's like a Phil Graham or a John Connolly, Republican candidates in the past who raised lots of money but went nowhere? I think John Connolly raised $12 million and received one delegate. So it's completely unclear.
So a crowded field, and yet people look at this and still see opportunities. More people are still getting in the race.
Yes. Tom Tancredo, congressman from Colorado, says he's running. Illegal immigration is his issue. That's very hot in Republican primary circles, particularly Iowa. Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin, known for welfare reform, is getting in. Neither of those men, however, is more than an asterisk in the polls.
Two Toms, neither of them well-known nationally, but there is another Thompson waiting in the wings.
Yes. Former senator and actor Fred Thompson. He is scoring in the polls. He's in double digits without even getting into the race. That shows you how unsettled this GOP field is. He plays a district attorney on Law and Order on television, and he's played a president on TV. He looks like a president. He's reported to be actively setting up a campaign. And to show you how seriously his potential candidacy is being taken, there's already a debate about whether Thompson is conservative enough. He's taken a hit from James Dobson, the Focus on the Family leader, conservative Christian leader, who's questioned whether Thompson is a Christian.
Now, you mentioned James Dobson. He's actually found a horse he wants to ride in this race, even though that horse apparently is still in the gate.
Yes. Dobson has said some very nice things about Newt Gingrich. He said he's the brightest guy out there. And, of course, Newt is an electrifying figure in Republican circles, although he said he has no plans to do anything before the fall. Also waiting in the wings is Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, who recently held a press conference to announce that he had nothing to announce. So this Republican field is already crowded, and it may get a lot more crowded.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
That was NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.